The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm terrific, Gil, but first off, I want to say happy anniversary to you and the whole team at Real Estate Today. 5 years, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, which includes you each and every week, so happy anniversary right back at you.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're going to give us some predictions for our home in the future, right?
I am. HouseLogic has pulled out its crystal ball and also consulted with some experts on the future of home value, the environment, and our lifestyles in general.
All right. So you looked at what home features might be most valued in 25 years.
Yes, we did. And, you know, to do that, we focused on four rising trends. Number one is extreme energy efficiency, because utility bills are going to continue to go up over the next couple of decades, right? And this will result in sustainable improvements that push the green needle of household standards.
All right. So what are we going to see in this home?
Well, you're going to see things like waterless toilets, and I don't mean porta-johns. I mean clean and sanitary indoor thrones that will one-up those low-flush loos. Residential water rates are rising in the U.S., and toilets are responsible for nearly 27% of our total water use. I bet you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
And Dow Chemical says waterless toilets will become a household standard eventually. Another thing that's coming is gray water systems. These systems can reuse up to 60% of household water, and you can use this gray water for watering the lawn and flushing toilets. That's according to energy.gov. Also in the future, the big deal will be high-tech purification systems that return wastewater to drinking quality level. Another thing, energy dashboards. You know how cars now share the miles per gallon we're getting? Mm-hmm. Well, an energy dashboard is going to do the same thing, basically, for your home.
And that's going to tie into the electric grid, right?
Yes, as the grids modernize. It's called the smart grid, and it will allow an actual two-way dialogue between homeowners and their utility companies so we can understand our energy use and its costs in real time. Also, garages will be wired for electrical vehicles. Energy.gov predicts that we will be charging our vehicles at home and filling up gas stations much less. And this is based on the growing number of electric vehicle sales across the U.S. One city has already embraced this idea. Not surprisingly, it's Palo Alto, California, often on the cutting edge. They have building codes now that require new homes to come pre-wired for electric car garages.
So I'll bet you've got a weather trend in here somewhere, right?
Yes, indeed. The rise of the superstorms. Thanks to climate change and our aging power grid, blackouts are becoming much more common. The Department of Energy says that thunderstorms, hurricanes, and blizzards account for 58% of outages in the U.S. in the past 12 years. And we're already seeing homeowners being left without electricity for weeks, even months, as they were after Superstorm Sandy and after some of the bad winter storms we've had this year. So we see the rise of the whole house generator. Now, this is actually something I have firsthand knowledge of. When we moved into our house, we moved from an area that had a lot of its power lines buried to one mm-hmm. that has them all above ground. And we heard from all our neighbors, man, the power goes out here a lot. So one of the first things we did was install a whole house generator. It lets you live comfortably, even, you know, if your power's out until your power gets restored. And while we're talking about power, futurists are predicting that USB ports will become the power outlets of the not-so-distant future. And luckily, quick charge ports are available now.
Okay, what's next?
The locally grown movement, the desire to eat healthier, better tasting food continues to rise, and this will make indoor gardens more common, especially edible indoor kitchen gardens. There'll be hydroponic systems that will add to home enjoyment by allowing people to create the farm-to-table experience right in their own kitchen. Another thing around this locally grown is urban farming, definitely on the rise, and it combats rising food prices and reduces the energy consumption of transporting your food. By the way, to help get through this particularly brutal winter, we talked about that, mm-hmm. you can add some fragrant plants like basil, mint, lavender to your home to chase away the winter blues. Smelling those smells makes you feel happier. And it also, you know, plants always help combat household air pollution, too.
All right. Well, a cool look into the future. Pamela, thank you so much. And for more on these topics, you can go to houselogic.com/radio and be sure to follow House Logic on Facebook. Pamela, thank you again for the past 5 years. Looking forward to the next.
Thank you, Gil. Same here.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.